Hello, I'm with IOSHI's Chief Executive, Rob Strange. How are you, Rob? You all right?
Yeah, fine. Thanks, Rob.
Early this year in March, the Board of Trustees started a review of the institution's corporate strategy for 2012-2017. Now, from April, this review is open to member consultation.
Yes, it is. It's very important as a membership professional body that we take on board all the views of our members. It's difficult to take into account 40,000 individual views, so we do it through various channels.
Okay. And every member has the opportunity to obviously have their input as well.
Yeah, they do indeed. The methods we're using are, we've had a member survey conducted by an organisation called PARN, and we've had 6,000 responses to that, and there were 4 or 5 strategic questions in there, so that's a good start. Mm. We're also going to put it in our fortnightly e-bulletin, Connect, that will go in a couple of weeks' time, on the 18th of April, I believe, and we'll be hoping to get a good response from members generally to that. At the same time, we'll be putting a similar notice on the members' discussion forum on the IOSH website, again calling for input from members, whether or not they're connected particularly or active in a branch or group. We're also getting representation of members' views through the involvement of members of council in a workshop in June, and the presidential team, of course, and the Board of Trustees, as well as the chairman of standing committees. All of these, of course, are members. And I've also written to the chairman of all IOSH branches, both in the UK and internationally, and all IOSH groups, seeking their input, not as individuals, but on behalf of their branch or group.
Okay. And you obviously mentioned PINE before, and I think we've had a number of surveys and consultations, and they've all been highly successful. So it really is a message to members to really get involved in this process.
It certainly is, because we've been very successful as a growing institution over the last several years, but in order to keep that lead in the marketplace and become even more influential and more successful, we need to have a very, very clear 5-year strategy starting this year. And this consultation with members through all the different channels that I've mentioned already is a crucial part of developing that new strategy. We are, in fact, setting up a separate email address, strategy@iosh.co.uk, and members can email that address with their views, thoughts, opinions, looking at where the strengths are, where the opportunities might be, and, of course, where the threats might be to IOSH in the future.
Sure. Okay. Well, thanks for your time today, Rob, and see you soon.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.